Good day. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap. Our wrap this Sunday, February 9th, 2025, moves from Queensland's persistent flood woes to acute industry news from the motor insurance sector and imminent financial reforms. We begin in the Sunshine State, reeling under the impact of severe floods. In the north, hard-hit regions are grappling with immense insurance claims following the deluge. Numbers from the Insurance Council of Australia peg these claims at an alarming 1,435. Townsville residents appear somewhat relieved, having narrowly escaped major flooding. On the other hand, Ingham confronts an unprecedented crisis as the Herbert River peaks at near 15 meters. Queensland Premier David Crisafulli emphasizes the urgency of resilient rebuilding, learning from past disasters like the devastating flood of 1967. Insurers, including industry giants such as IAG and Suncorp, are expediting claims processing, providing crucial support during these challenging times. However, experts alert against health risks from contaminated floodwaters, underlining the necessity for strategic infrastructure adjustments to combat climate-induced challenges. From the throes of catastrophe, we pivot to the world of motor insurance. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission is scrutinizing potential major mergers, putting the spotlight on Insurance Australia Group's billion-dollar bid for RAC Insurance and Allianz Australia's plans to acquire RAA Insurance. Stakeholders have until February 14th to voice their views, with detailed conclusions or concerns expected by late April of this year. This sector shakeup holds potential implications for pricing, service quality, and associated service providers. Switching gears, we highlight the urgent call from Christine Cupid, CEO of the Council of Australian Life Insurers, for rapid legislative reform in financial advice. With a looming election and Minister Stephen Jones' resignation, policy could face delays, triggering Cupid's pressing appeal for a new class of advisors in life insurance. This aims to extend financial advice accessibility to a broader Australian audience. Preparation embarks upon advisor training and qualifications, evolving in tandem with the current life insurance framework. Structures are in flux, with open dialogues for enhancements welcome, particularly in the wake of the upcoming Professional Planner Advice Policy Summit. Urgent attention to these reforms is in the best interest of consumers and businesses alike. Drawing today's wrap to a close, North Queensland's dire flood situation remains a pressing concern. Insurers are rallying in support of the affected residents, demonstrating swift response amid these devastating circumstances. But as the state mobilizes recovery efforts, the broader conversation underscores the importance of resilience amidst a changing climate landscape. That's your weekly insurance wrap from Financial Services Online. For more in-depth coverage, head to our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off.